It's Wednesday, November 27, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today: 5G, weather, and government protections. Google fires 4 employees and why to be focused on it. And a collection of privacy stories and why we care. This is the Business of Tech. A deal was struck last week on how 5G would be rolled out worldwide using specific radio frequency bands. These bands are a point of contention as they could interfere with transmissions from weather satellites. A compromise was reached between the US, who were proposing limits that were the most prone to interference, and the EU and World Meteorological Organization, which took a harder line. While we're talking networks, on Tuesday, the US government sent out a specific procedure for protecting telecommunications networks and their supply chains from security threats. The proposed rule issued by the Commerce Department also focuses on a, quote, case-by-case, fact-specific approach to determine which transaction must be prohibited or which can be mitigated, end quote. Why do we care? 5G has been a pretty continual topic of late, so I won't rehash yesterday's point on the opportunity and the need to track this space. The technology needs conflict between the use of spectrum for communications and the use of spectrum for weather information is notable. This is why, of course, there are government agencies set up to handle a public resource such as spectrum, and the problem is further multiplied by the need to have a worldwide coordination for an effective rollout. It's a common idea within tech that, quote, regulation, end quote, is a bad thing. Here's a case where the problem simply can't be solved without the help of government, and where the public and private sector need to ensure proper alignment. Regulation isn't always bad. It can be both good and necessary. Google has fired 4 employees over alleged data security issues. On Monday, Google sent an email to all staff describing the situation and described some of the actions, which included accessing other employees' calendars and sharing information about their locations with outside sources. These moves come as employees continue to protest and organize walkouts over issues such as sexual harassment, climate change, military contracts, and a potential search engine in China. One of the employees terminated helped organize a petition against Google for working with U.S. immigration agencies. Google has additionally been pursuing more contracts with the U.S. military, a move that is proving unpopular with some of its employees, including notable internal revolts by engineers. Why do we care? Labor remains the number one cost in most technology services businesses, and increasingly the opinions of teams, particularly highly sought-after technical talent, needs to be considered. Employers may bristle at this notion. Employees, particularly when highly sought after and when retention matters, will need to be considered closely in corporate decisions. Google has been known for a unique open culture. As the company matures and that culture has changed, it isn't surprising that there is employee unrest. The company is experiencing significant midlife crisis pains and doesn't appear to be handling it particularly well. Let's catch up on a few privacy stories. TikTok is under fire for removing a video posted by a teen who snuck political commentary about Uyghur detentions in China into a makeup video. TikTok is a Chinese-owned platform. The Wall Street Journal has a piece over the generational gap over the sharing of children's photos between parents and grandparents, with grandparents deemed oversharing. A number of employees of the Israeli surveillance contractor NSO have taken legal action against Facebook to restore their accounts after being banned by the platform. And the New York Times has guidance for users on how to opt out of online tracking. Why do we care about this potpourri? At a high level, this is a collection of stories that tell us what end users are hearing and thinking about right now. Customers and users are asking questions about how data is managed. I've advocated that service providers have guidance ready to those questions as a differentiator. Ultimately, these are private companies and can offer the services they wish to offer. However, as we're seeing in both the TikTok instance and the NSO case, politics do enter into that equation, particularly in the case of Chinese influence into Western cultures. This is part of a larger conversation about cultural influences. And the New York Times article could just end up resulting in trouble tickets for some listeners. Today's episode was brought to you by the Killing It Podcast. Episode 35 is out, the discussion about cultural norms after the discussion of AI ethics. The guys move into how Google constantly adjusts its algorithm, and a listener topic about companies that negotiate or pay off ransomware. Should you or your clients negotiate with the criminals? 3 experts, 3 topics, 30 minutes, and 1 focus on making money in IT. Catch the show in your favorite podcatcher or on MSPradio.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving in the United States, so we'll be off. I just want to say that I'm very thankful for the opportunity to provide news and commentary every day and very appreciative of your time and attention. Thanks for listening, and we will see you on Friday.